Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it.
Hello, hello, hello. I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Making Life Happen with Trainer B. I am your host, Veronica Burnett Hunter, Master Trainer and Motivational Extraordinaire. If this is your first time joining, I would like to welcome you. And I hope that you will find this experience extremely educational and beneficial to not just going on, but we want to grow forward, right? If you are a returning listener, thank you for being a faithful participant. If you have not subscribed to my channel yet, man, you're missing out on some good stuff. If you are watching by way of YouTube, just click the subscribe button at the bottom of the right screen so you can be notified when new episodes are posted. If you are listening by way of podcast, you can also subscribe to my channel. And these can be found on any stream or any place where you're streaming your podcast. That way you can stay up to date on the latest and greatest episodes as well. Now, it would be so awesome if you would share these with your family, your friends, or anyone that you think would benefit and need to be encouraged to just continue on their walk with going forward and moving forward with making good things happen in their life. We need to just talk about some things, right? Because it's all about, again, making life happen. I want to reach as many people as possible with these tools of encouragement so that we all can walk through with purpose. This journey called life is incredible. And we want to do everything we can to make the best and live our best life, right? So let's say it all together. We are going to make life happen. Now, this episode, I want to share with you an experience that I had last week. I told you in the beginning, I'm always going to be transparent, and every opportunity that I learn and have a chance to share with you, I want to do that, and I want to empower you, because I think that if we help one another, we can impact so many lives, and we could do so much to just be an encouragement and help each other grow, right? There is so much going on right now, the world and everything that's happening with the division and just being torn down. It's gotten to the point where you don't want to turn on TV. Everything, it seems to be so depressing, but I want to come to you and just give you something to uplift you, empower you, and just help you to move forward, to grow forward. So what happened to me last week really transformed my life and the way I understand how to develop and the purpose of developing a deeper level of trust. Because I told y'all in the past, I seriously have had and still dealing with some trust issues. And I'm not the only one. I am so not the only one, because life happens. So hopefully this will resonate with you as well. I want to talk to you first about a familiar scripture, because that's what we're going to be talking about. It's 2 Corinthians 5:7, where that scripture talks about walking by faith and not by sight, right? We've heard it 1,000 times. We walk by faith and not by sight, right? Yeah, that one. Every one of us has been given a measure of faith. We all believe in something, but the kind of faith that I'm talking about, I'm going to be referring to it as blind faith. And I'll explain. Have you ever watched that movie entitled The Miracle Worker? There are two. The first one was filmed in 1962 with Patty Duke. She co-starred as the teacher. And the other one was filmed in the year 2000. I can't remember who the teacher was in this one, but it is based on a true story about a young girl named Helen Keller. She grew up deaf blind. That's what we call deaf blind. They don't separate two words. If you're both deaf and blind, they just say deaf blind. If you have not seen it, oh man, I would encourage you to take the time to just go and watch it, right? It's a great family film and it has a powerful message. You can watch the whole movie on YouTube for free. So you don't even have to go to a streaming. You just go to YouTube. Now, Helen was a young girl who lost both her hearing and her sight because she contracted what they called back in the day brain fever. But I think what we call it today is meningitis. We want to know it through the medical field as meningitis. Now, she had to be trained how to speak and how to navigate her around through her surroundings. And she did this with the help of a teacher. The teacher's name was Ann Sullivan. This is a true story. Now, I had the privilege of participating in a training exercise that allowed me to work with individuals who are deaf and deafblind. It was an exercise in learning how to be a human guide. Now, if you don't know what a human guide is, or what some people refer to as a sighted person or a sighted guide, it's a person who provides assistance to deaf and deafblind individuals by helping them navigate and move safely from one place to another, right? Now, I was tasked with playing in both roles. I was one that was going to be doing the leading, and then I was going to play the role of the one being led or guided. Now, it's the one being guided. I didn't have a problem with the one doing, you know, leading. I just had to get the few ground rules down and get a few techniques under my belt. But as the one being guided, oh, let me tell you, I had to put on a blindfold. So I could see nothing. And let me tell you, it was one of the most difficult experiences and exercises I've ever had to do. Now, this is because in order for this exercise to be successful and for me to pass the test, I had to step out of my very, very comfort zone of independence, become vulnerable enough to allow another individual to lead me to and through unknown territories and situations. Now, I'm sure you can imagine this requires an extreme level of confidence in a person's skills and their abilities to lead. Now, I can tell myself, look, this is a trained individual who knows what they're doing, I hope. This is an individual who should have my best interests at heart. This is an individual who won't hurt me, hopefully, or allow me to hurt myself. And they should be able to get me to my destination safely. So that was the whole purpose of the exercise. Now, understand, for a blind or deafblind individual, the person who is guiding literally has their client's life in their hands, because the person that's walking blindly, they don't know what's coming. They don't know where they're going. They don't know. Think about crossing the street and you hear all this noise, cars and buses and trains and all this. Oh, that takes a whole level of confidence. Now, for the purpose of this exercise, though, and since this was my first time out, we were only going a short distance. We weren't going across the street, downtown, and around the corner. We were just going out the front door to my car. Now, I know how to get to my car. I've done it plenty of times. It only takes about 30 seconds. So I'm thinking, this should be quick. This exercise will be over in a minute. But even though I was blindfolded and could not see, my thought was, it's familiar. I can do this, right? Y'all, I was good until we got outside. When we got outside, I began tapping my foot, trying to feel around the step down that I knew that should have been there. So I'm looking for the step, thinking, oh God, I can't. If I move wrong and step down wrong, I'm gonna hurt something. I'm gonna crack a bone, I'm gonna do something, twist my ankle. I'm just thinking, having all these crazy thoughts. But my guide let me know, we're not going that way. See, you're used to going that way because that's what you are familiar with. But I want you to experience what it's like having to be guided. So I was escorted a whole different way, right? Now, let me tell you, this is when fear gripped me and set in. At that point, you should have seen how I was squeezing that person's arm. I was holding on so tight, I'm almost certain I cut off the blood supply. Now, as we continued to walk, I got more and more and more paranoid. Totally uncomfortable because it felt like it was taking for an eternity to get to where I was going. And it was right to the car, 30 seconds. Keep in mind, 30 seconds. It shouldn't have taken that long, but it felt like an eternity, right? Man, let me tell you, y'all don't laugh. Don't laugh. But let me tell you, because I had no depth perception that brought on sensory overload, I was about to go into a full-blown panic attack. I told you during the last episode that fear is immobilizing. It could literally paralyze you. It took everything in me to keep going. Now, talk about walking by faith. At one point, I thought, look, in order for me to get to where I'm going, this person's going to have to drag me because my knees kept locking up because every step I took, it's like I never knew what I was going to step on, step over, step, if I had to step up, step down, because we were going up and down stairs too at one point. And so can you imagine doing that? And so doing the exercise, holding on to the person's arm, what they kept telling me, you move when I move. Until I move, don't you move. And when you feel me step up, you step up. So literally, I had to mimic and do what that person was doing in order for me to know and be safe and make it up those stairs, okay, right? Now, this gave me a whole new meaning to the scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where the Bible tells us, trust in the Lord. So I had to have trust in his abilities and what he was telling me to do. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct you. Now, if I had been leaning to my own understanding, I would have said, no, I don't think I need to go this way. I need to go this way and I need to do this. But he was the one that was guiding. So how am I going to tell the guy what to do? He's the one that can see, right? This exercise was a parallel example of how our faith walk really should be. For me, it was up close, realistic, undeniable demonstration of how God wants us to let him take the lead. See, I had a habit, and I say had because deliverance is for the decided, and I have decided that after this, I'm not going to do this anymore. What is this? When things were happening in my life, for whatever reason, for which I didn't have answers or understand the purpose or the ordeal, the purpose for the ordeal, I would question God, Father, what are we doing? Really, where are we going with all of this? God, what are you trying to get me to see? Then that way, I can work with you. I can get an agreement. So those would be my constant questions. And his response almost every single time was, trust me, baby girl. I got you. Because I am a visual, extreme visual and tactile learner, meaning I have to touch, feel. I can't read it first. If I try to read the directions, it's not going to make sense to me. I have to see it, feel it, put my hands in it, fiddle with it. Then once I go back and read the directions, it makes sense. So I believe this was God's way of showing me and helping me through this visual, through this experiential exercise. He was helping me to fully understand what walking by faith really looks like. This is why I now refer to it as blind faith. I believe if we want to see what we've been believing and asking God for, this is how we're going to have to walk with him. And this means having the type of confidence in him that shatters, like literally shatters all the doubt. This means letting him lead, excuse me, when we don't have any answers, even when we don't know what or how the outcome is going to be. We need to have faith that if he said it, he will. He's capable. He's going to do it. Job 23 and 10. And I know when I mention Job, it's like, oh, Lord, Job went through a lot. Yeah, and we go through a lot. But Job teaches us that God knows the way that we take. And when he has tried us or allowed our situations to try us, we're going to come through those fiery trials like purified gold. If you've never seen the process of gold, I would encourage you to Google it and go look it up. Gold, for one thing, is expensive. It's one of the most expensive metals that we have. And the process of getting that gold to where we see it today, it has to go through a purifying process. It has to be placed in an extremely hot cauldron fire over and over. And they will pull it out, scrape off the impurities or the trash. Not done. They'll stick it back in the fire several times. Pull it out, scrape off the top, put it back in the fire, and they keep doing it until they have removed all the impurities, right? So I understand by way of this simple training exercise that when we allow God to do what he does, we can and will survive and continue to thrive. There is no defeating God. With him as our shield, we're going to win every single time. Why is this? And why and how do I know? Because God is our guide. He's the one who has already gone before us and cleared the pathway. We're being led by and guided by the one who is both near and farsighted. The one who has all the answers and knows, he knows every possible outcome. If we go left, he knows the outcome. We go right, he knows the outcome. If we do nothing, there's still an outcome, right? There's an end to every situation. Because he's the one who is leading us, we're going to arrive to where we need to be unharmed. The only thing we need to do, like I was holding on to my guy's arm with a grip, we need to grip his word. We need to squeeze it tight, hold on tight to his promises. Trust the process. Got to trust the process. Keep walking and follow even when we cannot see. One thing about life, it is full of changes. It's full of challenges. And these changes can mess us up when life becomes unfamiliar, because what happens when change happens and it throws us into some conundrum or throws a monkey wrench into our plans? When things are not going our way and we consistently run into those roadblocks, because you know you try and you feel like you hit a brick wall, you try again and you run into another roadblock, you get up, you try again, that is exhausting. It really is exhausting, but I believe with all my heart that those are divine detours. It just might be God redirecting and trying to take us in another direction. Because some of us have these internal issues severely challenging our trust. And a lot of times not having a solid reference point for what being able to trust and being able to see and understand what trust really looks like, we doubt God's ability. Those things cause us to doubt God's ability. We know he can do it. We do. We know that God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, the God who is all that in a bag of chips, right? El Shaddai. We know he can do it. But the problem is we doubt that he'll do it for us. It's not like we're doing it on purpose. It's not like we're trying to doubt. But it's just a knee-jerk reaction. It's a knee-jerk protective reaction based on what? Past experiences. We all have them. Yeah. It can be difficult and uncomfortable. It can. But during these times, we not only need to walk through, but force our way through using a warrior's faith. I mean, fight against everything we're feeling. That's that warrior mentality. I'm going to fight. I'm going to press. I'm going to push through it. I don't care what it feels like. I'm going to do this. Using that warrior faith to trust the process, right? You may be going through a battle right now and you feel like you're losing the fight. You may even feel like you have tried and failed because what you're trying to do keeps being met with those resistance and with those roadblocks. But remember something, resistance builds those muscles. Resistance builds strength, and trials we experience is another day. Look at them as nothing more than another opportunity. Again, flip the script. Let's look at things differently. Our trials, the things that we go through, are another opportunity, right, to increase our faith. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to get tired, but just don't quit. Don't quit. That is not an option. We're going to keep going, right? Am I speaking to you? If I am, this is my prayer, is that you be strengthened in your faith to trust and know that Papa, your Papa God, your Father, who loves you dearly, has you, and there is an expiration date to your situation. Your situation is not a setback. Don't look at it as a setback. Yeah, you go, you get hit, you're going to get hit hard. So did Jesus. He got hit. He got hung. He did all those things. But the setback was a setup. Look at where we are now. If they had any idea what was happening after he hung on that cross, as a result of him hanging on that cross, I don't think they would have ever done it. So it's not a setback. It's a setup. And you are coming out on the other side, a better you than you were before. So relax. Let's relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe. It's going to be okay. I pray that this episode gives you peace. I pray that it gives you strength to endure the journey. I pray that it provokes a new confidence in you that is shattering, and that will continue to shatter every area of doubt that's designed to torment and take you out. The weapon will form, but it won't prosper. That's a promise. That's your inheritance. Just know that through your tears and your fears, you are safe in your daddy's arms. You can do this. Yes, you can. You got this. Okay? Listen, if any of these episodes have been a blessing to you, I would love to hear from you. Email me again at trainerb or information@trainerb.com. You can go to the website, trainerb.com, but you can email me at info@trainerb.com. I would love for you to share your thoughts. I would really love to hear your feedback. If you have not had an opportunity to listen to the other episodes, go back. Discover what you've been missing. Let's talk about those too. Finally, if you have any upcoming events and would like for me to come and speak at your conference, seminar, workshop, or training event, you can either email me or, again, go to the website, trainerb.com, and fill out the request form. I'll get back to you promptly, I promise. I am, and always will be, you know what, all about making life happen. And if I can assist you on your journey to filling your goals, to fulfilling your goals toward having a more productive life, you know what, I am here for it. Okay? Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. podcast station, and follow me on a variety of social media platforms. Happening next week. Don't miss it. Another motivational moment. This is your girl, Trainer V. I'll see you next time.